Now, Cal, I want you to help me. I am, this time, it's now 6 years down since I got my last MacBook.
Wait a minute, you got 6 years out of a computer? It must not be a Windows computer. Okay, go ahead.
Ed said about the same thing. I put a solid state drive in it.
This is true.
A couple of years ago. In any case, this was a 2011-2012 version of the MacBook Pro. Still has the drive on the DVD drive on it. I want to move up something new. I have a company that I work with is offering to barter my services for them doing things like podcasts, etc., for a new device. And so I want to go with you. We can do it. We can start doing it today and maybe do it as we go along, heading a little closer to Christmas. What are some things I need to ask in terms of the device that I'm looking for in coming up as a replacement for this?
Well, you know,
By the way, finances in this particular case are not really that critical. I don't want to spend, you know, outlandish sum of money, but it's a little easier for me because it's going to be a barter arrangement.
Well, since you're going to be going with another Mac, correct?
Yes.
Then I would probably say, okay, one easy way to start off with is to walk into the store and say, you know something? This is the MacBook Pro that I have.
Mm.
And then also say, these are the things that I do with that MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have now that I can move up into? And I want to start from an entry level. That I can replace this machine with and tell me the things about it and why I would want to go in that direction. You won't have to worry about whether you're going to get an SSD drive or not. That's going to be in
That's
there.
That's in it, period. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have to increase memory. It's going to have more memory automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to worry about whether or not it's going to have a sharper screen on it. Already there in 6 years, a lot of things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, you're in the position where, except for going in and buying too much computer, you can walk in and buy any computer and probably be light years better off than what you are right now,
sure,
only because of the pure time and the advances in technology.
Do you buy for the future? I'm sure you
always,
feel the
good.
Go ahead.
You always buy accommodating for growth.
How do you do that? How do you accommodate for growth? You know, when, heaven help us, it's changing so fast.
Well, because every time that we've move forward in the technology business, it's always gotten better, but it's always required something more and something, either a more powerful processor.
Mm.
It usually requires more memory, usually requires more hard drive space.
Mm.
So those things, you know, are going to be coming automatically. So I would either get a machine with more memory than standard in it. Right now, my standard is 8.
Yeah.
For anything on a base one. So if I could afford it, I'd go 16 gig. But I'd also want to make sure that machine could accommodate more memory as well if I can't buy it right now.
Hmm. How about processing speed? I'm just curious. Because often, you know, the price differential, I'm thinking Ed is going like from the i3 to the i5 to the i7.
I thought they only offered the i7 for the MacBook Pro.
So you don't even have to consider that, right, Cal?
On the MacBook Pros, I believe they only come in i7s, and I don't think they come in i5s. So yeah,
okay.
So that's that. But then again, you know, there's different speed levels in i7.
Mm.
So I say if you can afford it, hit the mid-range on that.
Okay.
And that way, you know, you've got a machine that's fast enough to take care of what you need.
No, you said don't overbuy. What would overbuying be?
Overbuy would be to go in and say, I want the maximum amount of memory in this machine. I want the fastest one. I want the top-of-the-line machine and don't have work that necessitates top-of-the-line machine.
That's what you ask Santa Claus for. if you're buying it for yourself, you got to buy what you can afford.
Now, if the barter is such a situation where there's no holes barred, and I'm not saying be abusive, but, you know, push the pedal down on the floor a little bit further and go for it.
Yeah, work a few hours overtime.
Well, that's essentially it. With the barter arrangement, you stake out a certain amount of money, and then you work that off, if you will. It's kind of like being indentured.
Look at it from the business side. Okay, Gary, go ahead and give your viewpoint.
So if you want, for most of us, we're really talking about accessing the internet, right?
Yes.
So if you want more speed, pay attention to your connected thermostat, your connected security cameras, because what will happen is your Wi-Fi router steps down to the slowest
rate. Oh, that's right. That's right.
So we put in a connected thermostat, and now all of our pages load very slowly.
Oh.
I mean, it's still faster than it had been, you know, a couple of years, for 5 or 6 years before, but it's nowhere near what it was just before we put that in. So you just have to be really careful.
Right. So what we did recently in the Rudell household is purchase a new multi-band wireless router, and then so for the slower devices, we have multiple channels. So we say we have the guest, you know, and the guest, they get the slowest speed. Right. I don't care about them.
So in that particular case, you might want to negotiate a new router in with that barter deal.
Mm. But that's what I would pay attention to.
Yes. That's a good point, Gary.
Very interesting. Okay. Yeah. Very, very good points. Now, Cal, we'll continue the conversation, okay, because I'm still putting the list together here.